please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, what do you want to do this hour? I know what I want to do. Provide some healing for you. Like nowhere else in the broadcast media, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Glad you're here with me. This hour, Christopher Barr, he's not a doc, he's better, and he's going to join us in a little while. We're going to talk a little bit about the anniversary of Justice Roberts betraying anything that relates to the word conservative by finding a way to make Obamacare constitutional, even though it's not. We'll talk about the reasons why. And one of the big reasons why expanding that is, in fact, the NSA spying scandal. Yes, it's happening. It's real. It's wild and crazy. If you think you can vote change in America, you're already one of the 70% on pharmaceutical, FDA-approved patent medicines. Yes, that is right. It is true the NSA has been blackmailing Supreme Court judges, members of Congress, and more. Now you know it. We speculated on this on the Robert Scott Bell Show a while back, with the NSA spying scandal getting much more, let's say, traction in the global media. You recognize that there are occasionally, maybe often, bizarre things that occur with people that you might vote on to send into Congress or send into the Senate, or maybe even into the executive branch as president. And you'll say, wait a second, I thought that guy said he'd do this, and he did the opposite. Now, sometimes it's just a matter of someone not having any core principles and basically just lying to get in there. But sometimes you might get an idealist that actually thinks he or she can change something. And they go in there, and you like them, and they're really good, and then suddenly they do something completely opposite and out of character. Did you ever wonder why that happened? Did somebody get to them? Were they bought off? Well, the only person I ever saw that could not be bought off is retired from Congress. His name is Ron Paul. And boy, you know why they hated him and made sure he could not be the nominee for the Republican Party. But the NSA, with its ability, along with CIA and FBI, to wiretap, to email tap, to phone tap, without any kind of judicial oversight. And don't give me that crap about a FISA court. It's another unconstitutional court, just as unconstitutional as the vaccine court, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program court. This is a kangaroo court, a rubber stamping court. And in this court, they basically will say, sure, you've got blanket approval, go after whoever the hell you want. And of course, you don't think they're stupid enough to not spy on people that could do damage to their interests at that level. Now, to some degree, we say, you know, because some people in America will say, well, I got nothing to hide. I don't care if they watch me. Well, it isn't so much what they'll learn from you or not learn from you, because chances are you're not that interesting. Okay? And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying you don't have any interest in running a government. You just want to be left alone. You're just not that interesting to them. You're not trying to overthrow anything. So they may or may not be interested in you. But the fact that they're watching anybody that you send into Congress that you believe or perceive will vote according to your beliefs and principles, right? You want a conservative guy or gal in there, you vote that way. But what if that conservative guy or gal has been caught in an uncompromising position, or a compromised position, that normally no one would ever know about? Now suddenly, someone from the NSA goes in and says, hey, look at this video of you. And if you don't want everybody else to see it, you're going to start tweaking your vote in our direction, Justice Roberts. Now, Justice Roberts already had pharmaceutical conflicts of interest, and we'll get to remind you of that when I bring Chris Barr back on board here momentarily. And you guys back at the studio there, Tom, just let me know. I don't have the instant messenger up. I do, actually. If you've got it up, let me know, and I'll be able to see. But you can let me know when he's on. But we've got an incredible reality now coming to fruition. One that is science fiction in its origination, but it's now science fact. It's reality. And that reality means that you think you send people that are going to represent you. You think you vote for a president that's going to make a difference. But they would never allow a president to make a difference to get in there. And if they did somehow get in there, they would eliminate him like they did JFK. That's the way the game is played on that level. And there's a big article in Natural News about this blackmailing scandal. It's huge news that kind of big, it really makes real the scary scam that is the illusion that we have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. We have a government of the international corporation for it, and you get the drift, do you not? And these corporations, even the United States Incorporated, really has no allegiance to you or me, the people. In fact, the people are kind of a nuisance. You people out there, you're getting in our way. What is this that you want? Transparency? What is it that Obama promised? Transparency? Well, if he ever intended to, whatever they got on him, they got him by the you-know-what. And he ain't doing it. And even people that you thought had integrity. Why was it that Dennis Kucinich flipped his vote on some certain key issues? You know, he's been good on so many things. There was that one point in Obamacare where he flipped the switch. What happened there? Who got to him? Ron Paul, they never got to. The only thing they had on him was the claim that he was racist in his newsletters all those years ago, which was nonsense based on the man's character, based on what he has done throughout his whole life. But then some of my friends on the left can't seem to follow a person's life, and they want to look at the words that were written in a newsletter, not by him at that point. Now, again, that's an aside. I don't mean to get distracted by this. But I think it's very important to understand here that the game is up. The jig is up. You know now, or you should know now, that the participation in the system gives it validity, gives it something that it does not deserve. That's right. Your very participation provides its continued sustenance, legitimizes it. And that's the only thing legitimizing it. Your belief that simply by voting, by participating, by supporting, by funding, that you have had a say and that say matters. Well, I'm here to tell you, just a couple of days after the summer solstice, the sunlight, the highest it gets, the longest it gets in the northern hemisphere, you've had enough light now to shine through this mess, and you can see it for the scam that it is. And no amount of voting the bums out and voting your favorite in is going to make a damn bit of difference. Or should I say a dime's bit of difference, right? They say the dime doesn't even have silver in it anymore. Now, if this bums you out, I'm sorry. And I'm not sorry. I feel obligated to tell you this. That's why the whole idea of petitioning the FDA, which could give a flip less except doing what its overlords are telling it to do in the pharmaceutical industrial complex, it's not going to change it. Vote somebody in who wants freedom. How long will that last? Now, granted, there are a few good folks up there, very few, but most of them are bizarre sociopaths with a strange penchant for really strange deviant behaviors, including some involving children. And that's the brutal truth up there. And that's been going on at the highest levels of organized religion, the highest levels of organized politics for generation after generation after generation. And they look out for each other until somebody flies the coop. And then they reveal and they let that limited hangout go and they sacrifice one of their own. They'll eat their own. And that's what I'm talking about here. That illusion should now come full fruition for you to see this, and it should alter your behavior in terms of what you will expect from the government that you used to think is your own, that now you wake up and realize belongs, owns lock, stock, and barrel to the NSA, the CIA, the FBI. You follow me? Check out the articles. It's linked up in the show notes here at robertscottbell.com. Now, in the meantime, we don't abandon ship, so to speak. You know, we're leaving planet Earth. Well, where are you going to go? I have no earthly idea. But recognize that United States Inc. is not the same as the de jure United States, and it has left you, the incorporated has left you and your parents and their parents long ago. We discussed some economic healing on Friday's Healing Revolution version of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl. There I also talked a little bit about what I mentioned earlier today, about the 70% of Americans on drugs, and the bizarre, even weirder story is that massage therapists, personal trainers, and doctors of chiropractic are now prescribing drugs, and those drugs are being paid for by through the Medicare Part D, right? The idea the government knows what it's doing. Since when do massage therapists write scripts for drugs? This is a bizarre world that we are living, bizarro world. And read what Mike Adams has written about. He saw it long ago. You can read the stories, the links up. I've got them, some of them listed today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Christopher Barr knew exactly what was going on with Justice Roberts. He predicted it as well. We talked about it on the show, in fact, that Roberts was a turncoat from the get-go, so those of you think he's a real conservative. Now, whether it was because of his pharma ties or whether it was because the NSA had something on him, we may never know. But the reality is, if you think, am I making myself clear, by the way? If you think that you're going to be able to vote the bums out and vote some good people in, and that's going to change it for you, you're smoking something that's approved by the FDA, not approved by God. Okay? Give me a call. If you got a question or comment, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And we're going to talk to Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's better. He's a good friend. We'll talk whole food nutrition. We'll talk about the HPV shot. You don't want to get your kids shot up? Take them to Japan, where they're rejecting it, while our own NPR says it's the best thing ever. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll know the facts and the truth, and you'll put it together, because the power to heal is yours. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural, healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. We're live. We're happening. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I appreciate y'all being here. Tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Right now, joined by my good friend. He's not a doc. I often joke. He's better. He's smarter, for sure, and he applies that knowledge for good works, helping people all over the planet. Right now, through the Robert Scott Bell Show, Christopher Barr. Thank you for being here.
Hey, it's great to be here, Robert, especially on this momentous anniversary of passing of the Obama health scam through the Supreme Court by a bought-off Chief Justice that nobody else recognized except for you and me and a scant few long before it happened.
Yeah, you want to go into that pharmaceutical conflict of interest. I kind of added to the mix the whole NSA scandal to see how deep the rabbit hole goes and how much influence, as I said, even if he didn't have it, although we knew and you knew particularly that the fix was in, the reality, even if it wasn't, they could find a way now.
Yeah, I wrote more than 7 years ago warning about Justice Roberts. You know, back in 2005, there was an eminent domain case, the New London Keogh decision, that all conservatives cried out about. How could the government say all these private homes could be taken to give to a private business? But what they didn't report, almost not at all, was that was Pfizer, the biggest company in the world, for pharmaceuticals. And oh, by the way, the end of the story is Pfizer ended up turning back the property, never used it. So all those homes that were stolen falsely never got used anyway, and those people just got thrown out of their homes for nothing. Well, right after that, Chief Justice John Roberts was brought in, and you know, everybody didn't know in the professional sphere, or what's he going to be like? So the very first article after his very first day on the court notes right in it, quote, an aggressive defender of federal authority regarding medicine and health care. I mean, the warning signs were all there because Chief Justice Roberts was a multimillionaire with extensive pharmaceutical holdings, including a plentiful portfolio of Pfizer stock. And he didn't divest himself of that until before the session last year when the Obama health scam was coming up. As if divesting himself of the stock at the last minute renders his voice now as unbiased. So Kennedy on the Supreme Court is looked at as usually the swing justice on close decisions. But it became apparent at the oral arguments that Kennedy was not in favor and was seen as an enemy of the Obama health scam bill. So suddenly Roberts turned and said, well, you know, I think we need to rethink this. Well, I had warned about that 7 years ago, and I even talked about it before the decision came out on your broadcast, warning people, don't be surprised when Chief Justice Roberts votes for this. And yet to this day, all the experts in conservative thought, every top dog there is still baffled and amazed at what he did. They simply called in their marker sooner than they would have liked to. When Kennedy wouldn't act as they expect them to, well, they had to expose Roberts being bought off, even though no one has seen it yet other than those that have heard your broadcast and me and read what I wrote about it on the day the decision was released. But I wasn't surprised at all. It was to be expected.
It's amazing, though, of course, 100 years in the making. You and I talked about this as well, recognizing what Obama had wrote or somebody wrote for him about acknowledging the 100 years from the Flexner Report when it's published in 1910 to 2010, the Obamacare passage. And then, of course, the Supreme Court ruling on it. You know, it wasn't that they could predict the nuances of how it would happen, but the reality is they have the fix. It is always in until the people wake up and recognize it and say, hey, it ain't about voting people out. And I think that's an important message that was just flowing through me in that opening segment, Chris. And you've known it for years as well, but it becomes all the more clear with the other layer of the scandal in the electronic eavesdropping realm and the ability to spy on anyone and everyone, particularly those who may have influence and power to make decisions at this level.
Yes, absolutely. So we have no idea what they have or had on Supreme Court justices, but you're right, we can't vote out a Supreme Court justice, chief or otherwise. And you know, people get conned into believing because one side or the other pushes these people as being something that you know they just aren't. And the information is there to find out what they're really about. You know, I wrote about this about Justice Roberts more than 7 years ago. And yet it still is unknown today, and it was in the public sphere. I didn't, you know, consult a psychic. I didn't get some special influence. It's just reading what was available and saying, oh, this is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely incredible. But as I said, if you talk about the sunshine and transparency that Obama promised, I think it's only coming from divine spirit at this point. It's the only place it's ever been sourced. But you know what I'm saying here? They promise it politically, but they replace religion. And I don't mean 501c3 churches or synagogues. You follow me? That this is about the corruption of spirit or their ability to corrupt your mind and have you devote your life and replace spirit with politics.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that's the great sadness when people are looking at their denomination of whatever flavor of religion they're following and not really paying attention to spirit. So they get fooled by people claiming to be something that they're clearly not if you're paying attention.
Well, yeah, if you're paying attention. But the thing is, the distractions have been what we call fast and furious, no pun intended, for a lot of years now. And it takes the descent into almost, you know, through the gates of hell before you're miserable enough, many people, to say, well, oh, wait a second, what happened here? I don't think I like this very much. Maybe we ought to rethink this. And I think, as I said, the NSA spying scandal may be, I'm not promising that it is, the straw that breaks the camel's back for a lot of Americans to say, oh, it is a scam. It's all rigged. I need to withdraw my consent and move on right now.
Yeah, well, maybe. I hope so, but, you know, I've hoped so before, but there have been so many revelations in just the past few months and year or so. So I know what the truth is. I just spoke in Chicago last month, or this month earlier, with a rallying cry to an audience telling him, you want to defeat Obamacare? And everybody said, yeah. And I said, well, it's not going anywhere. The only way to defeat it is to make sure you get your whole food nutrition and you get yourself healthy so you don't need health services, because that Obama health scam is not going away. Your only hope is to not have need of it by paying attention to what you put in your mouth and how you take care of yourself.
Well, exactly. And of course, at that point, you would never need it. But even if you think you need it, what they will deliver to you would be substandard in regards to what I consider legitimate health care outside of the realm, as we've acknowledged, allopathic medicine can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But beyond that, they're woefully ill-equipped, I should say, and not trained to address the things that we address through nutrition, food grown, whole food nutrition. And we're going to talk about that. In fact, I've got a great story, Chris, after the break I want to share with you, because I don't think we've talked about it, what my mom did after she got back from her vacation where she wasn't eating the food that she knows she should have been eating. And she's 79. What happened to her? And what did selenium do to help her recover rapidly? We're going to tell you that story, as well as the HPV shot scam. Japan's figured it out, but has America? We'll be right back to let you know. Stand by. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, links are up at robertscottbell.com. Show notes are there. You can follow me on Twitter at rsbellmedia, at rsbellmedia, and sign up for free email alerts as well. We've got some upcoming events July 19th and 20th in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Advanced Medicine Seminar. Healthcare providers of all backgrounds are welcome the both days, and the lay audience joins us on that Saturday the 20th, and we'll look forward to seeing you there, as well as, well, there's the big one in Cancun in August, so check it out. The links are in the show notes, or listen to Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Batar. But right now, we continue with Christopher Barr. He's not a doc, notadoc.org. The links are up in the show notes, including some things that he wrote about the Justice Roberts scenario that he knew well before it happened. And I just wanted, Chris, I wanted to share with you, you know, I sometimes brag about my mom because she's 79. She listens to her son. She's not on any many FDA-approved medications. And she takes the food-grown supplements we talk about all the time here that we get from Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy. So she went on this vacation to Cancun, of all places, in a resort that did not serve her organic food. And she's normally an organic gal. And she got home and she called me. She said, I feel rotten. I feel miserable. I can't think straight. I can't get my thoughts together. And I said, congratulations, Mom. You feel like most other average Americans that are over 50 years old and on medication, right? And she laughed. She says, well, what do I do? I said, liver. Now, we talked about that. She knows what that meant. But I said, you need to up your selenium big time. And she said, well, I take one a day. I said, Mom, that's only 50 micrograms. You need to be taking 200 bare minimum. But right now, I want you up on 400, 600, or 800 micrograms. So she did it. The very next day she called me, she says, I'm back. And she was going out dancing the next night. Because of why? She increased her selenium, which what? Counteracted all the toxic poisons that were introduced even on vacation in Cancun, of all places. How cool is that?
That's great. Boosting the liver, increasing immune system status. Yep, that's great. And also it has a definitive effect on the mind as well, as I learned from Dr. Gerhard Schrauser so many years ago.
Well, it definitely had the mind effect because she said her thoughts the next day were already the clarity was back. You know, she's sharp as a tack. So here you go. What we say this about selenium, we're not kidding around here. Those of you who freak out and are afraid of selenium, last time we had Chris on, we went back and it's in his book on selenium you can get through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. We talked about the fact that the original study that the FDA even used was discredited. So stop fearing selenium. Get the food-grown form. We'll tell you how to get it in a little while. So what other stories? We only got a couple of minutes. This is a quick segment here, but other stories you heard from the folks at the Health Freedom Expo.
Well, I have, had a man who every year his big shining face comes up there and told me he'd been talking to his girlfriend for 2 years about her high blood sugar and her diabetes. They were medicating her, and so it finally got to more than 300 consistently, and they told her she's going to have to go on insulin. So she finally listened to her boyfriend, and he said she started taking the 100 micrograms three times a day that he had told her about, given it to her 2 years ago. And in just a matter of days, it was less than a week, her more than 300 every day for some extended period of time dropped into the 120s. Just getting the chromium that she had been rejecting for 2 years as, oh, no, that couldn't be true. Or for whatever reason she didn't do it. When she finally did it, yeah, he shared that with me at the show there. And others shared similar stories, and I got notes from people and thank yous from people for all the success they've had since hearing in Chicago over these last 5 years about whole food chromium, 100 micrograms three times daily. For diabetes, and not just diabetes, Robert, but for any and all people should be taking it for a whole variety of other issues in the same quantity.
Well, yeah, the liver is going to benefit by the GTF chromium as well. We talk about energy transport into and out of the cells. So much of what we need is, unfortunately, in the food that we eat, even if it's organic, deficient in some of these minerals because either the soil is depleted or there's the life in the soil is not there to transport it into the plants. So we are going to take another break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris Barr is my special guest this week, this hour, and we're going to continue our discussion. And as we said, the HPV shot. How come in Japan they figured out how dangerous this is? And on NPR, they're still worshiping at the Church of Biological Mysticism. We'll get that and a whole lot more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after the break.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's
888-988-3325. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Just in case you can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show, 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Welcome to everybody clicking through TalkStream Live to get to us on GCN and all of our wonderful affiliates around the country and all the folks around the world that listen to this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. My good friend Christopher Barr continues now with us, and we're talking about the whole food nutrition that we utilize. And thanks to you, Chris, we have Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. You can dial him up at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, as well as get the wonderful Dr. O'Hara's probiotics that we utilize here in the Bell family. Chris, now, the HPV, we've dismantled the whole causation hypothesis, but granted, a lot of folks still didn't get the memo. But in Japan, at least, they've recognized the danger of the HPV shot, yet on our own NPR in America, they're clueless as they worship scientism. Give us the backstory here. What's going on?
Well, it's amazing. On this past week, on the 17th and 18th, I received a barrage of reports on what I call the Hocus Pocus vaccine, because it's magical, although it's black magic. And on all these reports from around the world, including in this country, by the way, that in this past week, Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare told local governments to suspend their recommendation for HPV vaccine administration to the country's 12 to 16-year-old girls. And this was on the heels of 3 different articles in Scottish newspapers calling on the British government to back off of hocus-pocus vaccine recommendations, and the Washington Times reporting that right here in America, there were 26 deaths reported at the FDA's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System in just a year's period of time from teenage girls getting a Gardasil vaccine, and thousands of other incidents of seizures, paralysis, blindness, pancreatitis, speech problems, short-term memory loss, and Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is paralysis. So I thought, wow, all of this at one time, we're gaining momentum. And the very next day, on the 19th, the U.S. response from national propaganda radio, known as NPR, subsidized by big government and big pharma, substantially came out with a huge piece, several minutes long, about the surprising effectiveness of the hocus-pocus vaccine, in which they overstated what even the companies that push it admit. You know, they say 60% of cervical cancer will be prevented. NPR reported the vast majority, which I I didn't know 60% was a vast majority, and that figure's not even true.
Right.
And then they further reported that just two of the viruses in the vaccine cover 70% of cervical cancers, when the official government and Merck information is only 60% covered by all four of them. So they've taken half the viruses in it and given them more credit than anybody gives them, and then called that a vast majority. This is the U.S. response to Japanese, Scottish, and even Judicial Watch in America, FDA, response to growing problems and dangers from the hocus-pocus vaccine.
It is really amazing. And these people at NPR, I mean, the highbrow, the snooze fest that they are, really thinks that they're intellectual and they're supporting this. But literally, they have no concept, seemingly, about the whole idea that vaccines are a violation of these little girls and little boys and their immune system, and that the HPV shot doesn't even cause cervical cancer. The evidence has never been presented, and indeed it's just a pharmaceutical fantasy and another form of religious cultism. And that cultism, as I said, is not science, it's scientism. They abandon religion, whatever it might be, and they've replaced it with the religion of modern medicine.
Well, if people just bothered to look at the funding for NPR and National Propaganda Radio, it substantially is from Big Pharma. So they're always there to defend Big Pharma any time that they come under attack. And the other part is from the government, the federal government, which is in bed with Big Pharma, as we just talked about with even at the Supreme Court, Chief Justice John Roberts and other justices that are millionaires from pharmaceutical stock holdings.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you that those of you who are concerned about the human papillomavirus and its association with things like genital warts or other things along those lines, we know that silver hydrosol, the active state of silver that we've talked about for years, neutralizes the ability of viruses to replicate. And it also helps to heal tissue that has been inflamed or damaged by infection or injury. So utilizing the silver hydrosol locally, that would be on the cervix of a woman, if that's where you're concerned, or anywhere that it appears, is a real strategy, a legitimate strategy that is safe and that can actually counteract this without harming you.
Glad you brought that up, Robert. I've had so many reports in the past few months, usually in the form of questions, and about the sovereign silver defeating these problems that doctors can't defeat.
All right, well, let's talk about that more to wrap up today's broadcast of the United States of Health Talk Radio. Chris Barr is my guest. Go to robertscottbell.com. Click on all those wonderful banners there. They're the folks that make this show possible. Give them some love. We love them, and we love you, too. We'll be right back.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Yes, we are rocking the health world as we do each week here on GCN and Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. And we were just talking about the Hocus Pocus vaccine, HPV, and keep your children away from doctors that do this. This is nonsense. This is insanity. This is black magic, as Chris Barr said. I agree 100%. In Japan, they figured it out. They also use the hand like a knife. Yeah, remember that. But they're smart there. Our authorities here in the U.S., can't figure it out. Duh, we don't know. I guess we should get a shot. Yeah, it might kill you, might paralyze your child, but don't do it. And, of course, we just mentioned the silver's use in its because it's virostatic. It stops viral replication. Chris, you were telling me on the break there how somebody had sought counsel as to what to do in relation to this. Tell me what happened.
Well, I've had several instances with always the same results. The most recent one was someone said, hey, this woman's got genital warts, and the doctors have said there's nothing they can do other than to burn them off. And of course, she wasn't looking forward to burning those off of that sensitive tissue. But
I would
say that's all they could do.
Yeah, ouch. Much less men that have this problem.
I said it's a virus that sovereign silver is that the form of silver in sovereign silver is proven to defeat, and we've got a gel so you can apply it frequently, several times a day. I said, that'll wipe it out. Well, it was like a week or so later, and said she had gone back to the doctor, wart-free, that the doctor was amazed, and of course the woman was so grateful to have something completely painless, no side effects, that eliminated these genital warts, which is just a virus that sovereign silver is more than capable of handling.
Yeah, it neutralizes it. So she actually went back to the doctor, and they were just kind of scratching their heads. What did you do? How did this happen? We didn't get to burn them off.
Yeah, they were stunned because they had said there's nothing can be done. All we can do is burn them off. So yeah, she went back to show them, and they didn't have an answer. She told them what they did. What she did, of course, she didn't say that they had any response. They didn't call me and say, hey, how can I get that? But
right. Of course not. Of course not. By the way,
we should relate about Japan also, by the way, that they also were the first kid on the block to find out that Tamiflu was a fraud. And the official U.S. government response was, oh, those Japanese, what do they know? And it took several years before the U.S. government was giving the same warnings here that the Japanese government had given years before. So we just have, history repeating itself now. Here, Japan's finally figuring out what most of us, well, many of us have known, that the Hocus Pocus vaccine is fraud, and the official U.S. government response by their NPR outlet is to immediately say, no, no, it's great!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's incredible, really, is what it is, but that's what we were revealing today on the air as well. In the first hour with Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, talking about flooding your body with oxygen, but also here now with Chris, talking about flooding your body with food-grown nutrition, 100% whole food supplements that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. That's at 866-424-1077. Of course, the folks at Sovereign Silver, you can reach them at 888-988-3325. I'm sure that's that might not be right, but you go to Sovereign robertsilver.com. And, of course, all the other things that we discuss here, the links are up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com as well. I was just thinking, you know, one of the things we could cover about the influenza, the flu, as it relates, you mentioned Tamiflu. I covered recently with John Rappaport because Peter Doshi, who is Harvard and MIT educated now with Johns Hopkins, he wrote a number of publications that got peer-reviewed published about the scam of the flu every year, the death statistics from CDC. He went another step further and found that in the year 2001, which I don't know if that was a swine flu or which flu was going on then, they kept coming up with different ones, that the actual number of deaths confirmed to influenza that year, when of course they always parrot the 36,000 number, was actually 18.
Yes, the myth of flu lives on 100 years later. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in one of the new movies is covering that also. I forget which one it is now. Again, bringing up the 1918 Spanish flu. Oh, it's that World War Z movie in which they're bringing out that Spanish flu propaganda. You know, the Spanish flu wasn't a flu. It was a reaction to the pertussis vaccine, to the DPT that came out that year. That was first in Europe, and when the soldiers came home after the end of the war, that's why they call it the Spanish flu, but it actually was because then, as now, soldiers are used as pincushions for vaccines, and then they brought those vaccines to the home folks because they had so much left over because the war ended prematurely or sooner than expected. So it wasn't a flu at all. It was a vaccine reaction that caused all those deaths from the worst flu in history.
Another toxicological scam brought to you by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, allopathic medicine, which, you know, if I'm not exaggerating, I call it the medicine of the devil. I know some people go, what? What? Are you crazy? No, I'm telling you. It doesn't mean, as I said, they can't put you together again if you're Humpty to Dumpty. But the reality is they're applying it in so many other areas that they're actually facilitating a decline in your health where they can convince you that their pharmaceutical patent medicines are the only thing that can keep you going. And now 70% of all Americans are on drugs. I say we're toast. Not even politically, just physiologically. When 7 out of 10 of Americans are on a pharmaceutical drug and 50% are on 2 or more, we don't have much of a future as a nation. You cannot sustain yourself on drugs.
Yep, that's right. I learned when I was going to school back in the dark ages to say no to drugs. Mm-hmm. And apparently that message got lost. You know, I was always told that drug pushers are bad, and yet that's what we have in the medical devils is what the old chiropractor called them 100 years ago.
Yeah.
It's you can't create healing with poison. You just can't do it.
No, not happening. Not here, not now, not ever. Not with Chris Barr. He's not a doc. He's better. Check him out, notadoc.org, robertscatbell.com. Also, if you want to hydrate really well, you want to know what I'm drinking, go to robertswater.com, robertswater.com. You can get a free ebook, a download, and you can read about water ionizing, alkalizing, structuring, kind of mimicking what nature does when it bubbles out of the earth. What kind of structure do you see there? It's fascinating, fascinating stuff. Listen, Chris, we're about wrapped up for the day for this week's show, but we've got Advanced Medicine Monday coming up. I appreciate you joining me today.
Great. It's been great to be on and bring people's awareness to a heightened level of just listen and pay attention.
Absolutely. And you can go to KOKSradio.org Monday through Friday, and Chris has his show, and it's streaming live about, I think, 11:30 East Central Time. Is that right?
That's correct. Voice of change.
Voice of change, and he is, and we appreciate him very much here. Listen, you don't have to give up. We got 5 additional days starting tomorrow with Advanced Medicine Monday, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. Why do I do it? Because the power to heal is most definitely, sincerely, yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin.